Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We've got a great show planned for you today. During the first hour, we're going to be talking with Keith Johnson, America's number one confidence coach. You know, confidence is very, very important. We talked about this during one of the recent installments of the Acquisition of Strength episodes with Rob Regish and Coach Wade Johnson. And I posed the question, does strength beget confidence or does confidence beget strength? We're going to be prying a little bit deeper into this in just a moment. And then later in the show, we have all the way from the UK, Professor Philip Filimonov is going to be on, talk about some new peptides that may have piqued your interest. One is called IGF-1. DES31, and the others we're going to be talking about are HGH, human growth hormone fragment, which is available legally and may have some amazing fat reduction effects on the body. So let's get right to it. My first guest today is Keith Johnson. He is known as America's number one confidence coach. How you doing, Keith?
Hey, doing great, Carl. Thanks for having me on today.
My pleasure. First of all, how did you get started in this this world of helping people become more confident?
Well, first of all, I faced an all-time low in my confidence March 16, 2002. My entire life fell apart. I was 50 pounds overweight. My doctor came to me and said, your triglycerides are over 1,400, and if you don't do something soon, you'll probably be dead in the next year. I faced almost financial bankruptcy at that point in my life. Everything just totally fell apart. I ended up living in my mother-in-law's 10-by-10 bedroom, and it was at that time in my life I realized what my real problem was. You know, then I thought I needed to work harder and all that kind of thing, all those sort of things, but I discovered that day that what I was really lacking was confidence, and that confidence was the solution that I needed to really change my weight, to change my finances, to change my relationships, to literally changing my entire life.
Would you agree with this statement that confidence is the momentum that takes dreams and makes them realities?
Oh, I totally agree with that, because when I didn't have confidence, I was stuck. And whenever people get stuck at certain levels, and we're all at different levels in life, and whenever we get stuck, it's always because we're facing what I call the FUD in our life, F-U-D. And it's our fears, our uncertainties, and our doubts that paralyze us and keep us stuck and keep us from having that momentum that you're talking about that you need. So whenever we get that confidence back, confidence causes us to act in the face of fear. And whenever we act, we begin to create momentum in every area of our life.
Okay, now we're going to be talking about confidence in the various areas of our life as we go through the interview. But I want to start off with something that might be a little bit different for you than you may have gotten on some of the other interviews you've done. Every other Thursday, we do an installment of Acquisition of Strength with some very, very strong individuals that come on the show, and we talk about different things that people can do to make themselves stronger. Because ultimately, if you're spending any time in the gym and you're not getting any stronger, you should just stay home. And that's one of the mantras here. Stronger is younger. If you want to push back the clock, you have to continually get stronger. With that being said, I asked this panel of men, guys who were squatting 1,000 pounds, okay, Keith? So we're talking about the top 1% of the strongest people in the world here, right?
Right.
And I said, does strength beget confidence or does confidence beget strength? And we got all sorts of different answers. What is your opinion on that one right there?
Well, in my mind, confidence begets strength, because no matter how much weight you're trying to lift, if you don't go into that saying with an attitude of, yes, I can, and seeing the possibilities of your potential, of what the human body really could achieve and perform, then to me you're not going to get stronger.
So that's my
thoughts.
Okay.
I may be wrong. I can't squat 1,000 pounds.
Well, obviously we have to temper that with magical thinking. There's a big difference between confidence and magical thinking. You can't say
sure.
to yourself, I'm going to go in and squat 700 pounds and you've yet to squat 300 pounds successfully.
Right.
Okay. So that's magical thinking. That's like, oh, if I think it, I can do it. Well, there has to be some tempering of that, obviously.
Absolutely.
So how does one recognize the difference between confidence and magical thinking? Because there's a lot of people out there who have watched movies like The Secret and expected to change their entire lives just by thinking things would change, but not putting any sweat behind it.
Well, that's a great question, Carl. I always say when I talk about world-class performers, no matter what kind of performer you're in, career you're in, what kind of performance you're doing, whether it's on the job or it's with athletic or whatever, I always go back to the world-class triangle that I wrote in my book, The Confidence Solution, and I point out three things. Is to be a peak performer, you got to have confidence, competence, and character. And so when you talk about the whole dynamic of how much can you do, you have to go back to your competence levels. And the two of those have to mesh together, meaning so I can't, you know, it's kind of like this. If I want to be a NBA center for the Los Angeles Lakers and I'm 4'9", well, there's no way that I'm going to be able to ever achieve that type of a goal. So to have that type of a goal would be magical thinking.
Right.
Like you're saying, it's a fantasy. That'll never, ever happen. You know, it's kind of like,
and obviously that's not one of your core competencies either. If you want to be a center and you're too short, that's not considered a core competency, nor would, pick anything for that matter. If you never excelled in math, but now you want to go to work for Deloitte, Haskins and Sells, chances are that's not one of your core competencies. So I guess asking the right questions, is really where people need to start. We've talked about this in the past. I don't think people understand the right questions to ask in life. We don't ask the right questions about what kind of a mate we want, what kind of a life we want. It starts with the right questions. Can you expand on that a little bit?
Oh, I love that. I think, like you're saying, when you talk about competence has to center around your strengths, your core strengths. And most people really don't know what their strengths are. They know what all their weaknesses are. And I always tell people, if you focus on your weakness, all you've developed is a strong weakness. What part of weakness don't you get?
Right.
But in life, you have to focus on what are my strengths? And a lot of people, once I say that, if I'm in a coaching session, they're like, what? And you know, they get lost. They get that glazed look over their eyes. And so then I go into the next coaching question, which is, well, what do you do that's easy for you but seems hard to everybody else?
Ah, that's a great
question.
And once
you answer that question, bam, you've discovered your number one strength. I mean, it comes that quick. And then what you got to do is you got to take that strength, and now that becomes your branding. That becomes your marketing piece. That becomes the thing you say, okay, this is my strength. I'm going to maximize this. I'm going to educate this.
What happens when the person thinks... What happens when the person comes to the conclusion that their core strength is something that they have maybe not necessarily been ridiculed, maybe that's too strong of a word, but they don't see it as a strength. For instance, I spent an entire career in the business world on the sales end of most businesses, only to find out that I could make a living talking, and I always loved to talk. It was always my mom used to say, I took one deep breath when I was a kid and I haven't stopped talking since. I didn't see that as a virtue. I didn't see that my ability. In fact, I was ridiculed as a kid for talking too much in class and, you know, and so on and so forth. What happens when the person takes that hard look at themselves and they see something maybe they didn't consider a value?
Most of the time, Carl, that is exactly the case. It is, It's what everybody has, what I call your unique factor. And usually what happens is your unique factor gets criticized when you're a kid. And they make fun of you as a kid, and then you move that from your uniqueness. Now, it's your uniqueness that makes you valuable and makes you expensive. That's your worth. It's kind of like Donald Trump. When I say Donald Trump, the two things you think about, number one is money, right?
Right.
But number two is his hair.
Yeah, that's God's honest truth. You're right.
And everybody.
And actually, I gotta be honest with you, Keith. I think number one was his hair when I thought about him just now.
Okay, number one hair sometimes. And he always gets asked about that. And one time I heard him on an interview and he said this. They said, why don't you do anything about your hair? And here's what he said. This is huge. He says, I wouldn't change my hair for anything because it's my hair that intimidates people when I'm across the negotiation table.
Wow, that's funny.
Meaning what he's saying is it's my difference that really intimidates everybody else. And it's my difference that makes me expensive.
So that's a wonderful, you know what, that's a very, very, and we have to go into a commercial break, but what better way to go into a commercial break than with a thought that can actually free you, that in fact the things that perhaps you don't like about yourself is actually one of your strengths. What a wonderful idea. We're talking with Keith Johnson. You can visit his website by going to keithjohnson.tv. He's got a great book out called The Confidence Solution. We're going to be talking more about this when we come back from the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle building fat burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Keith Johnson, America's number one confidence coach. You know what? Confidence can make up for a lot of things that you may think you're lacking in life. Okay. What's the difference between confidence and arrogance, Keith?
It's funny. I'm asked that question so many times. And a lot of times when people are interviewing me and asking that question, I'm like, you know, don't really worry about arrogance right now. You're nowhere close to that. Focus on building your confidence. That's what you really need to focus on. But really, arrogance, I think as far as arrogance go, it's really thinking more about yourself. Because to me, when you're a highly confident person, you're not self-centered. You're more thinking, how can I embed other people? How can I empower other people? You're looking to add value to other people. Where arrogant people, it's all about them. It's all, you know, consumed about themselves. So to me, that's kind of the two differences in my mind, how I separate the two.
Yeah. Okay.
But most people, the answer I always get is, the question I often get is, well, how do I know if I'm really confident?
And not arrogant.
Yeah, not arrogant. And here's what I say. You know you're really confident when people start calling you arrogant. That's when you got to start worrying about, you know, it's after that point you got to start worrying about, am I getting over in the arrogant side? But until people start calling you that, you don't have to worry about it. What you need to focus on is building your confidence to a new level.
Okay. If anybody wants to join the discussion, by the way, you can go to my Facebook page and you can pin something on the wall if you have a question for Keith, or later in the show if you have a question for Professor Filimonov about the peptides we'll be talking about. Okay, so now let's look at some of the exercises that people can do. Confidence begets confidence. We know that.
Right.
Just like success begets success. And actually, success and confidence go hand in hand, because success, the reason I like to focus on the word success is because of the word succession. Mm-hmm. And succession implies a continuity in the positive direction that you're heading. And it takes confidence in order to have a succession of success, because you have to start to believe in your own decisions. So what do you teach people? A small step stuff that you could start to go, wow, you know what? I can see how this is working for me.
As far as building your confidence.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, one of the things that I really talk about, and I think that is really powerful, especially for those who are on a part of your, what I call your tribe of people who are into bodybuilding, who are into weightlifting. We're getting ready to come out with, I'm working with one of our trainers, the owner of our gym here locally called Extreme Fitness. And we're really talking about, we're writing our book on, it's just a real simple weight loss triangle, and ours is just 3 points. It's think better, it's move more, and then it's eat more. Those are the 3 points that we're really going to focus on.
Right.
But the key point is we're talking about thinking better. And the owner at our gym, he's a phenomenal guy, and he's been in the business for over 40 years. And one of the things that we're in agreement with is that people's life really doesn't change, whether it's in their health, whether it's in their finances, whether it's in their relationships, that the key exercise that people have to master in order to change their weight, in order to change their finances, whatever, is their self-image. And we get into how do you really see you? Because ultimately, until you change your internal photograph, because however you see yourself on the inside, it's going to be a mirror of what you actually produce on the outside. And until that self-image is changed, a person's life condition will always stay the same. Or really what happens, we're going to talk about this in the book, what happens is people take 5 steps forward and they go 5 steps back. But their life, it's kind of like water rises to its level. Their life is always going to rise to the level of their self-image. And what happens many times with people is when things start getting better and their life rises above their self-image, then they go into what psychologists call self-sabotage. And they begin to do really stupid stuff. You know, it's like the person who loses 25 pounds is doing really great. Then next thing you know, they're back into Dairy Queen, you know, sucking down some vanilla shakes and you say, well, why?
Is it because they don't own their success, so they feel like as though they need to sabotage it?
Yeah, well, yeah, I would agree with that, but I think what really happens is internally, when our life conditions get better than how we really see ourselves on the inside, that's when self-sabotage kicks in.
Because we want to return to a familiar place where we're most comfortable, in other words.
Exactly. It was like with me. I'm going to be honest. You know, I was 249, and I started to lose weight, and I got down to 195. When I hit 195, Carl, something happened in me. I freaked out. I was like, you know, back then I had a lot of expensive clothes. You know, my clothes are way too big. I was in size 40. Now I'm getting into size, you know, 34s again. When I was in college, and I like freaked out. I'm like, oh my land, what? I think something's wrong with my body.
My audience knows this. They're probably giggling because they're listening to it, but you and I have some parallels there. I mean, I was well over 300 pounds at one point in time, and that's how I started my journey as well. The funny thing is I used to say to people, you get used to having a certain amount of real estate around you. Being a bigger person, you know, you take up a certain amount of space on the planet.
Right.
You become accustomed to taking up that amount of space. There's a whole mental, when you look in the mirror, of course you're elated. Wow, look how great I'm looking. But at the same time, it's a little scary because you used to occupy a bit more real estate. And and even though you know that that was unhealthy, it was familiar. You know,
so I
understand what you're talking about. Completely.
Yeah, and I used to say because I'm a speaker. That's really, I'm a speaker before I'm a coach. I used to say, one thing I don't like people getting in front of me who they look like they're skinny as a spaghetti speaking to me. Give me a man. Give me somebody with a little meat on them, you know?
That's
the kind of guy I'll listen to. So in the same way, that's kind of, you know, that was my image setting. You know, wow, man, if I lose some of this real estate, maybe I won't have because you
have authority when you're a big person, regardless of whether you're, you know, obese or you're muscular. There is a certain amount of authority that is commanded by your mass, your sheer mass. And people become accustomed to that. You know what I mean? They become, and it's also, in my humble opinion, looking back at myself, when the walls of your fortress are further out, you know what I mean? You occupy a larger territory, you kind of feel safer. Because we always think of ourselves in core. We always think of ourselves in the center. We don't think of ourselves at our periphery. We think of ourselves inside. When you look out, you're looking out from the center of your body. You're not looking out from the width of your belt line. And so when your belt line is all the way out there, you kind of feel a little safer too at the same time. But those are things that we use to fool ourselves, to become accustomed to being overweight. But nonetheless, when you try to gain confidence, and I guess the word try shouldn't be in there. When you are working on gaining confidence, you talk about self-image. How effective is, you know, we've done shows on imagery and their effects in athletic performance and in life.
Okay.
Is it effective to just sit there and kind of run a video or a movie in your mind of what you're going to feel like, what you're going to look like, how you're going to be when these things happen? And does that beget confidence, you think, Keith?
Yes. I believe that that's all part of it. You know, visualization is absolutely huge, and changing that internal picture and working on that internal picture is absolutely essential. But it has to do, when you study that whole dynamic of self-image and self-portrait, whatever you want to call it, you also have to look at there's two other things on that triangle that I cover in my new book too. It's your self-esteem and then your self-talk. So all three of those work together internally that you know, they're working in harmony together to really create your level of confidence that you have. So your self-image is how you see yourself. Your self-esteem is how much you value yourself. And then your self-talk is, of course, your inner dialogue. So all three of those things are working together. And you got to improve all of those. And by the way, here's the dynamic with confidence is you can have a great self-image for the way your body looks. So if you're a bodybuilder, if you're a trainer or whatever, I mean, you could have great confidence when you go into the gym. However, you know, does that confidence translate into your finances, into your career? And a lot of times what happens is every person will have a weak point in their life. Like they can be confident in the gym, but they're broke. They can be confident in the gym, but you know, they keep,
relationships,
right?
Exactly.
They keep hanging around broke people instead of, you know, having the confidence to reach out to relationships who are people who are millionaires, billionaires, you know, reaching and making those connections. And because of their lack of confidence, it could keep them from developing those relationships they need to really help them take them to the next level.
Yeah, I agree 100%. We have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we actually have a question from a listener that was just messaged to me on Facebook. So I'm gonna pose this question because it actually leads into the discussion direction. My guest today is Keith Johnson. His website is keithjohnson.tv. Very easy to remember. He's got a great blog there. And also a fantastic book. We're going to be talking more about the book when we come back and where you can get it. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart-healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by
by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both the Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint forum to ensure your success.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
You and I, we may look the same, but we are very far apart. There's bullet holes where my compassion used to be.
Welcome back.
There is violence
to Superhuman Radio. Later in the show, Professor Philip Filimonov from the UK will be talking about some new peptides. Right now, America's number one confidence coach, Keith Johnson. Keith, the new book is called The Confidence Solution. It's available at Amazon.com, correct?
Yes, sir. It sure is. The subtitle is called Reinvent Yourself, Explode Your Business, and Skyrocket Your Income. And I teach how that confidence is really the solution to really changing your entire life, whether it's physically, spiritually, financially, and relationally.
Okay. Wes Scott has a question, and this is a very, very important question. This is something that I learned, because the reality is my personal transformation actually caused what resulted in a divorce for me, because I went a different way than my ex-wife went. I embraced physical culture and proper nutrition, and she felt that I was a zealot because I was taking this direction, and actually it causes a lot of problems. And quite often, even the people around you, they may not be comfortable with your transformation. Westcott asked, Carl, how do you get others to see you as you see yourself?
Well, that is one of the greatest challenges, because one of the fears that you're going to have to really let go of as you really make your change is you may have to let go of relationships that are there that are going to want to try to drag you back into who you used to be. And I see that so many times in people's life, that it's their inner circle, it's their circle of people around them, that once they start making the changes, those people start pulling them back. And one of the things to help you with that sometimes, there are some relationships, Carl, you know, that are there, that unless you cut them off from your life is never really going to change. You're going to stay stuck there forever.
And you know what? And you got to think about this too, because a lot of people are probably obsessing about, well, wait a minute, if I lose that relationship, guess what? It's when you have something that doesn't fit you, but because you have it, and you own it, you want to keep it, that's not a good reason to keep something that doesn't fit you. If you have a shirt that doesn't fit you well, but it's your shirt and you just want to keep it, get rid of it, because you'll find a different shirt that'll fit you better, it'll accommodate you better. I actually had someone say to me they liked me better when I was fat. And I said, but I'd be dead then. And so, you know, there's extremes here. How long can you expect for the people who will... Because there are people out there who will embrace your change. There are true friends out there who will embrace your metamorphosis. What's a reasonable time to allow people to accept the new you and get with the program before you say, okay, I've got to cut my my losses and move on?
Well, I like what you're saying. There has to be a grace period that you give some relationships in your life. Like, there's some people who you really can't just disconnect from, like family. I mean, there's some family, like your parents and all that. You can't just say, okay, Mom, I'm never going to talk to you again. You know, family's going to be around. But one of the things that you have to realize, give them grace in that what they're doing is they're seeing you change, and you got to understand their psychology. Their psychology is that they're afraid. They're afraid actually that you're going to leave them behind. And so what they do is they enter in to try to self-sabotage you by making statements, by doing things, by, you know, a lot of different things they can try to do. Like if you're trying to lose weight, they could, you know, all of a sudden they bring home McDonald's hamburgers for you all the time,
and all
those kind of things. So they're doing those things, and they're not doing it intentionally. They're really doing it at a subconscious level, and they don't even know why they're doing it. But so you got to realize there's an internal psychology going on in those who are around you about your changes, and the number one thing is that they're afraid that if you really become the person that you're really trying to become and really radically change who you are, then, you know, wow, they won't want nothing to do with me anymore. So they try to bring you back. So you got to give them that grace period. Let them see the changes in you and model those changes. And what will happen is that people are more affected not by what you say, but people are more affected by seeing your own personal transformation. And if you give it time, then what happens is sometimes you start seeing those who are around you, those who are close to you, begin to change. And so, did that kind of answer your question?
Yeah, absolutely. And you probably shouldn't try to change them. One of the mistakes that we all make when we find a lifestyle that works for us is we want to share it. That's really what it is. If you care about somebody, you want to share it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not necessarily a good idea on the front end to do if you're just getting people to become acclimated to your changes and then you want them to change along with you. It's probably not. They probably have to see the benefits of your change and then come to you and ask for help before you just say to them, hey, you need to do this. You need to eat like me. You need to work out like me. You need to take these supplements. You need to think this way and so on.
So, and sometimes people are saying, you know, you get all excited in your change, and some people are saying, well, let's see if this thing lasts.
Yeah, right. Let's see how long you're going to stick with this one. Right.
And so they're looking for longevity. I know, like even like for my wife, you know, my wife started to see the changes that were going on, but you know, later on she admitted to me, she said, well, I was going to see if that was really going to last, you know. And then when she saw over a period of years, wow, you know, the changes that you made, Keith, in your life, you know, the benefits of what I see that you've created now for my life, you know, my life's got better because of it, and things in our marriages got better because of it. Wow, you know, and then she says, wow, then I started to see that she was more open to change. And then she naturally started moving into change. Because she saw me as a model.
Okay, let's take this in a new direction just for a second. Okay.
Okay.
When you're trying to make the decision to change, right? A lot of us are afraid to make a decision because we think, well, I've got to make the right decision. How do you get somebody? I've always learned, you know, being in the business world taught me something that quite often you're faced with the need for a decision that must be made. It's not something you can put off. Mm-hmm. So you make a decision with the caveat that if after some period of time you realize that was the wrong decision, you switch gears to plan B. But most people don't look at decisions that way. Most people want to make the right decision, the quote unquote right decision right now. Mm-hmm. How do you get people to just unlock and make a decision in the first place?
Well, that's a great point, because it's in the moment of decisions, really, our life begins to start changing. And I just go with the mantra that, you know, competent people make decisions. They make them quick, and they rarely draw back on that decision that they make. Unless, you know, over a period of time of moving forward on that decision, they keep hitting their head up against the glass. I don't know about you, but I don't believe in try and try again. I believe try, think, and then try again. You know, and if our approach isn't working, you got to try another approach.
Right.
But the important thing is that you get moving.
Right. You
make the decision to do it now. And most people live their life by the two most powerful. The two the phrase that's really one of the most powerful phrases that we can ever make is, I will. I will read the books I need to change my life. I will eat the food I need to change my life. I will do the exercises I need to really firm up my body. I will is a powerful statement. When a human being says, I will, now the two weakest words is, I should. And that's where a lot of people are. You know, I should exercise. I should love my wife more. I should save more money.
Well, you know what I learned when I read the book, I'm Okay, You're Okay, which I read back when I was in my 20s, a very, very fantastic book. The word should implies it's judgmental. It's like you're almost being a parent to yourself. I should do this implies that is what I am supposed to be doing, but I'm not. So therefore, I'm bad. I'm not doing the things I'm supposed to do. Should is a very, very dangerous word that people really need to eliminate from their vocabulary when they are doing self-assessment type projects.
Mm-hmm.
You know, should, would, could, those words are really dangerous. They really, really are.
Yeah, I joke around in my seminars. I say, yeah, some of you, you should so much, you should all over yourself.
Yeah, I've heard that before, too.
And then you wonder why your life stinks, you know?
I like that a lot. Okay, we're going to take our next commercial break a little early, because when we come back, what I want to talk about, Keith, is the notion of faith. And maybe even destiny. And if they're helpful or a hindrance sometimes when we look at changing our lives, we're talking with Keith Johnson. He is America's number one confidence coach. You can go to his website, keithjohnson.tv. Sorry about that, Keith. And also you can pick up his new book, which is The Confidence Solution, at amazon.com. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-oxoprogesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MAHLER.com. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find Can-See Eye Drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See Eye Drops. The name says it all.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Later in the show, Professor Philip Filimonov. We're going to be talking about different peptides that have piqued my interest. Hopefully they're piquing your interest as well. And of course, you can become part of the discussion by going to my Facebook page and posting questions there. You know, a lot of people believe in faith, that through faith they can get the strength that they need to have confidence. A lot of people feel that faith begets confidence. But sometimes if you're one of these people who's been programmed by stinking thinking, and I know a lot of people like this, you know, I know people who think that when something good happens, something bad is sure to follow because they've been programmed that way. Faith can actually become a hindrance. It can get in the way if you feel that there is some sort of destiny already written out for you and you are a hostage to that destiny. What do you do when someone has such profound faith that they have a hard time with the notion that they can actually create their destiny?
Well, that's a great question, Carl. And if you're referring to like God or whatever, if you look in the very first scripture in the Bible, is in the beginning God created. So the very nature of God himself is that of creator. And the reason why he revealed himself as a creator is because the very first revelation every human being needs to get of themselves is that they are creator. You're not a victim of your circumstances. You are a creator of your destiny, of your future. And that is so true. It's so huge in so many people's belief system. And so what most people do, they just twiddle their thumbs waiting for something to happen, hoping, wishing, rubbing a rabbit's foot. And really it's really seeing the future. And, you know, going out into the future, seeing the divine possibilities of what your life can look like, coming back to the present, and then creating that strategic plan of how am I going to strategically walk this out so that I can see that destiny become a reality, not some big pie in the sky. I hope it happens someday.
Yeah. What about the mass messages that are being propagated in the mass media? You know, the country is in trouble. Jobs are unavailable. You know, we're sinking deeper and deeper into financial debt as a country. You hear these messages, and then you think to yourself, okay, I've got to have confidence in myself to propel myself. How do you cope with the mass messages of negativity out there that can actually make someone feel insignificant in their own destiny, if you will?
Oh, that's huge. That is the biggest problem, the biggest challenge that we are facing economically as a nation. They have what's called the confidence index, and they say, okay, scientists and human behavior sociologists have determined that, you know, according to a group of people's confidence levels is going to shape the condition of any economy. And the reason why America has been such a thriving, prosperous nation that it's been is because the people in our nation are confident. You know, we take risk. We think big, than all the people in the world. But whenever a human being, or a culture shrinks in their confidence, they shrink in their thinking. They allow fear to overcome them. And then what do we do? We stop building houses, we stop selling houses, we stop creating jobs, we hold on to our money instead of continuing to invest and to spend. And so confidence it really affects a lot of these different areas. And the best way to solve that, in my mind, is shut off those negative messages.
Yeah, don't listen to the news. I know. It's sad to say. But you really have to be cautious of what you watch and what you hear, because we've talked about this on my show numerous times and for different reasons. But your physiology changes based on what you if you go into a movie theater of a horrendously scary movie, Saw or, Last House on the Left or something like that. And if you were to take the biological markers of the people, blood pressure, heart rate, stress hormone levels, they would present the same biological footprint as someone who was really being chased by someone and running for their lives. Mm-hmm. So what you sit and allow into your ears and into your eyes affects your physiology. And you really have to be cautious. You know, I avoid watching the news, except when there's a story that I have to watch and I passionately use my mute button. When I hear something that kind of makes me feel those sensations of worrisomeness or anxiety, angst and so on, I hit the mute button and I focus on maybe something I'm reading or something on my laptop or something like that. I change my latitude for a moment, because that stuff is poison. That's all it is. And it erodes your confidence in yourself.
It sure does. And we already have enough challenges, overcoming the internal negative voices that we speak, internally every day. We sure don't want to keep adding into that challenge, keep adding external voices that eventually become our own internal voices, that now we got more voices that we're battling against. To win against this thing I started off our program with fear, those fears, uncertainties, and doubts that we all have.
Well, let's face it, fear is a very, very important mechanism, because you have to employ fear from time to time to save your own life sometimes, so that you don't step off of a bridge or something like that.
Right.
However, our threshold for fear varies. Our ability to kick fear in too soon seems to be a problem in today's society. In fact, I was reading a study last week about optimism, and they're actually trying to make optimism sound like a bad thing right now. The processing in the frontal lobe, they show that optimists will alter what they allow into their frontal lobe. So if an optimist is told, it asked a question that says, what do you think your probability of getting cancer is in the next 5 years? The optimist, let's say, will say 40%. If the answer, the correct answer is 60%, they won't allow that into their frontal lobe. But if the correct answer is 20%, they'll allow that into their frontal lobe. So what they're saying is that optimists may be dangerous because they don't recognize the appropriate levels of fear. Speak about that for a second. You think optimism is a dangerous thing? I think it's a wonderful thing.
Well, yes, I believe it's really the key. I believe that ultimately your life becomes the sum total of your thoughts. I mean, you are what you think, basically. But at the same time, that study did not mention that optimists always end up way outproducing pessimists. Always. Now, the other thing of that is, usually the pessimist is right in their evaluation. But the thing is, the optimist, even though that ends up happening, the negativity may end up happening in their life, they stay so positive that they come up with the solutions to overcome that negative situation that does happen in their life. Where the pessimist, yeah, it does. The negative happens in the pessimist's life, as you think it's going to happen. But then they never come up with the solutions. Okay, this thing happened. And they just get into, oh, well, there's nothing I can do about it, and I knew this was going to happen. And that's that way of thinking. So the pessimist never ends up really accomplishing anything. But it's the accomplishers, the achievers in life, studies have proven over and over, it's the optimist. But now what you have to do, and what probably I can sense with you, both of us are optimists. But we also have to allow ourselves to sometimes move into that, okay, you know, I'm really positive about this. Now I'm going to sharpen. I'm going to be superhuman. But I'm also going to say, okay, let's let the pessimist speak, and let's have a plan B, like you talked about at the beginning of the show.
Right.
Because the optimist ends up getting caught with his
yeah,
pants down.
Be an intelligent optimist.
An intelligent optimist. That's it.
Well,
yes.
We only have a few minutes, and I know I'm going to ask a lot of a few minutes out of you, but Ricky posted on my Facebook, can Keith tell another story about someone who overcame fear, grew their confidence, and changed their lives? Do you have a brief story about someone you worked with maybe that you can tell in a Reader's Digest version?
Myself, I was just thinking about taking a walk around the block. I remember my first job was a car salesman. I walked in. I was young. I was only 22 years old. Walked in to the manager's office, and I had to, get the deal. What's the deal? And the guy says, okay, we're asking top dollar for our brand new car. We're taking no money off of it, and we're going to ask wholesale price for his car, the rock bottom we can get. And he gives me the paper. He says, go in there and sell that car. And I'm like, I can't do that. I told him we'd give him a great deal. He looked at me. He said, Keith, take the fear out of your heart. And I'm like, what? He says, take the fear out of your heart and go in there and ask them for the deal and be quiet. So I just did what he told me to do, went in there, took the fear out of my heart, says, okay, we're going to have this amount of money for our car. Here's what we're giving you for our car. And I just shut up. And the person across the said, okay, can I take it home today?
Yeah. So in other words, the message is get out of your own way.
Right.
Get out of your own way. Don't make judgments on things that you don't know what the outcome is going to be. Just go in there and try to get what you need and see, and you may surprise yourself.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So yeah. That's from my own life.
Okay. All right. So the book is called The Confidence Solution, and
right.
People can go to Amazon.com to purchase the book. However, you can go to Keith's website, which is keithjohnson.tv, and read his blog. He's got audio products up there as well. Keith, it's been great having you on Superhuman Radio.
Thank you so much. And by the way, also, when they do buy that $15 book,
yeah.
I have over, I think it's something like $600 worth of free stuff that we're sending people.
Really?
This month, yes. A bunch of free confidence-building tools and things. So all they got to do is buy it from Amazon.com. That's where they have to buy it. And then send us an email. It's all on my website there. Send my assistant an email, and we'll get all those products out to you. Where you can download them right from the internet.
Thanks, Keith Johnson.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, stay tuned. When we come back, we'll have Professor Philip Filimonov on from the UK talking about some new peptides. I'm excited about this next interview. We'll be right back with more Super Human Radio. Six Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX
RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels, but most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MahLer.com.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies, and no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. The magic of peptides. We know all about the magic of peptides. There's some new peptides floating around out there. And anytime we want clarification on peptides, their pharmacokinetics, their potential uses, and so on, we go to the brilliance of Professor Philip Filimonov from the UK. How you doing, Professor Filimonov?
How's it going, Carl? Good to be on the show again.
Of course, always wonderful to have you on the show.
Okay. Thanks very much. Great to be here.
So, there's a new form of IGF-1 out there. Now, I've been using IGF-1 Long R3 for quite some time now, and I like it. I definitely see results. I don't use it continually. I use it for little bursts of time. But there's a new IGF-1 out there called IGF-1 DES, like Dog Edward Smart, DES 3,1. Can you tell me what the DES stands for, first of all?
Well, it's basically a glyprogluc. It's the tripeptide. That's it. Glycine, protein, glucine, and it's absent from the N terminus. It's isolated from different colostrums like bovine colostrum, porcine uterus. It's a little bit different because it's a truncated variant of human IGF-1. It's actually produced by the liver. And it's basically DES. It's just a shortened form. It's 1-3. It's a much shorter variant of IGF-1. It's much more powerful, 10 times more anabolic than IGF-1. It's much better at binding to the muscle cells.
But it also has a much longer half-life. Correct me if I'm wrong. We talked about IGF-1 on our show before with you, and IGF-1 long R3 has an expected life half-life of 7 hours, correct?
That's right, yeah.
Okay. Isn't it amazing I remember some of this stuff, Professor Filimonov?
I know.
I would be a good student.
Pretty good, you are, man. You've got a good brain.
But supposedly the DES has a half-life of 3 days. Is that correct?
Well, there's a lot of debate on that. It's, as you know, well, I don't know if you know, it's a 67 amino acid protein. It wasn't designed to have a long half-life, but there are suggestions that once injected, it remains active at binding to cells for up to 3 days. But as regards its anabolic effects, I think you can say that they're a lot less in length. Well, as an example, isolated IGF-1 or DES-1-3 IGF-1 is 30 to 100 times more potent at stimulating like things like the proliferation of MCF7 breast cells, or fibroblasts. That's like basically one of the ways that they check whether or not a growth factor actually works. And it only seems to have that effect for about 7 minutes. But it remains active for a longer period.
It has pleiotropic effects, and each of these effects varies in the length of its activity. So it's not like 3 days across the board for everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right. With that being said, obviously, IGF-1, as I learned from you, as it says, insulin-like growth factor can actually modulate the delivery of glucose into the muscle cell because it acts like insulin. Is there any evidence that the DES has insulinotropic effects that last longer than just the 7 hours of the long R3?
LR3, as you say, is a long-acting variant. The thing with DES is it's very, very powerful for a shorter period. So during the time it's active, it's going to really be selective in what's provided for muscle tissue growth and for increased, feeding of the muscle, like insulin works. Insulin basically drives nutrients into muscle, but also to fat cells. If DES is injected into the muscle, which I think is the best place, it seems most likely that nearly everything that you eat during that period, the protein, the glucose and everything, is driven straight into the muscles. Unfortunately, I would say one thing about IGF-DES, that if you are prone to an enlarged gut, because it binds to the stomach stronger than any other IGF, and that is one downside to IGF.
So you could end up with a greater degree of distended stomach from it, you're saying?
It definitely is. I would say of all the forms, and I know through studies and through people who've used it, it's definitely the strongest at binding to the stomach.
And we know that growth hormone utilization mediates its effect on the visceral organs and, more importantly, the stomach and intestines through the glutamine uptake pathway. That is where the distended stomach occurs. We see an increase in fluid retention in the gut and in the intestines because of the shuttling of higher degrees of glutamine into the cells of these membranes. So you're saying that the IGF-1 DES actually produces a more profound effect of this distension.
Yeah, that's my viewpoint, and I'm pretty sure that in studies and that, it seems to be the most likely and most powerful cause for an extended stomach of all the IGFs that are available.
Let's talk about this for a second. Let's just back up for a second. What kind of with IGF-1 long R3? It was noted that doses of 80 to 150 or 120 micrograms. Injected systemically, not necessarily spot injected into muscle,
seem to be where the magic was. Where is the dosing in DES?
The dosing range, you know, your 50 micrograms is definitely enough to see really, really promising results when you're training. But you can go less, because remembering that it's over 10 times, 1,000 times more anabolic than IGF-1. So if you're dosing, but that's what you're asking me, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're dosing, then you're basically looking between 50 micrograms is going to be sufficient to see outstanding results pre-train, like if you're going to train. And I always, this is my view, that you should inject DES during the workout if you can, because it's anabolic effects. From the information I can gather from the research that I've done, it doesn't last long enough for it to be taken beforehand and to receive the same results as if you inject during or after a training session.
So, okay, so you're saying, okay, so if I'm going in to train one day and my training session lasts 1 hour, it's not acceptable for me to inject in the car and then go in and train?
No, because not unless you're taking LR3. And even then, I don't think that that's the best way of using LR3 either. But IGF DES, it should be. The difference between DES is produced in the liver, as you know. It's made naturally. But the thing is that IGF-1, you know, it's destroyed by lactic acid. But lactic acid triggers IGF and GH secretion during workouts.
Right.
Now, that's where DES is created, because DES isn't affected by the lactic acid. That's what truconate means. It cuts the last three amino acids off the 70 amino acid chain of IGF-1 and creates IGF-1 DES. That's what truconate is.
Okay.
And it unbinds the IGF-1 then, locally. And a lot of the IGF-1 is destroyed, but the IGF-1 DES is able to carry on functioning. If you inject it an hour beforehand, you're going to lose all the potential effects of the IGF-DES. It just doesn't last long enough as an active IGF. If you inject during, because it's not affected by the lactic acid, you're still going to get huge effects. Whereas if you injected IGF-1 during, it's going to be destroyed. If you inject IGF-1 beforehand, it doesn't last long enough. If you inject IGF-1 afterwards, you're going to stop the release of growth hormone, and growth hormone is going to interfere with the absorption of the IGF. So DES is probably the best option because it can be injected during the workout session.
But it's not practical to inject during the workout session if you're training at a public gym, isn't it?
No, it's not, no.
I've been using IGF-1 DES all wrong, apparently, which is why I needed to do this show. I've been using too large of a dose. I've been using 150 micrograms, and I've been injecting post-workout.
Right, but how long before training?
No, post workout.
Post workout. Well, post workout is you know, if you're injecting immediately after you finish training.
Yeah, I am.
The DES, because it's a truncated form of IGF-1, it won't interfere with the IGF secretion from the liver. So you're still going to get your own IGF secretion, which, and of course your mechanical growth factor secretion, and the DES is going to have its own effect, which is very anabolic in the muscle tissue. If you're injecting to the areas, which I believe it has very strong localized effects.
So you feel that DES should be used for local, for specific local injections?
Definitely. It's the best for localized growth of all the IGFs.
Okay. We have to take a commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to pick up on this discussion. This is very, very intriguing. We're talking with Professor Philip Filimonov. Right now we're talking about IGF-1 DES. And how it can be used to promote muscle growth. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk.
Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. Maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should have.
Welcome back. We're talking today with Professor Philip Filimonov about the form of IGF-1 called IGF-1-DES. Okay. So, do you feel that my use post-workout, assuming I'm injecting promptly after my workout, and by the way, taking my protein drink along with it, that is a secondary option of effectiveness if it's not realistic to inject during my workout?
Yeah, I think that post-workout is definitely better than pre. I know I've read people online who say that they have great results pre-workout. I think they'd have even more amazing results if they used it either during or after workout, post-workout. Okay. So I think what you're doing, how many milligrams are you using?
I'm using 150 micrograms. Is that way too much, you think?
No, because I think that if you've been using it for a while and you're not receiving ill effects, then Yeah, well, I wouldn't go higher than that ever, though. With
I do notice that if I don't have a post-workout drink in me before I inject it, I become severely hypoglycemic very quickly.
Yeah, because of the large dose.
Yeah.
It's going to leach glucose from your bloodstream like no other at that dose.
Right, right.
But, I'd say... Sorry, go on.
No, go ahead. You'd say what?
Yeah. I was going to say, I think that's effective, but although I probably wouldn't use a protein shake if I was going to do it, I'd use amino acids with no sugars to prevent sugar preventing the uptake of the BCAAs. That's probably what I'd do straight away, and then have a light protein maybe 20 minutes later.
So would you say BCAAs, or would you use essential amino acids, EAs?
I'd use branched-chain amino acids immediately.
Okay.
And I would use something without any sugar in it, like a really good amino acid drink, no sugar, no carbs, because they prevent some of the amino acids being absorbed properly.
Okay.
I think that's what I'd do straight away. And then as soon as that's been... that's in the system, you've taken your injection of DES, 20 minutes later, make sure you take a nice protein drink with everything else in it you need.
Right. Now, my good friend, Dr. John Chrysler, whenever we talk about IGF-1, LRRR3, or any of those forms, he always says to me, Carl, you're taking a chance because you're not upregulating binding protein 3 when you're just using an IGF-1 isoform, and that puts you at greater risk for cancer. I don't necessarily agree with that because I believe that IGF-1's effects on cancer are corollary, not causative. However, with that being said, is there any evidence that IGF-1 DES, is something to be concerned about increasing the risk of cancer? And B, is it okay for women to use, in light of the potential for breast cancer?
Well, everything needs to be taken with a pinch of salt, I think. If you're altering your own hormones or you're injecting hormones that affect the way your own body works, then I think the risk of cancer is always going to be there. Because for a fact, cancers, they need sugar to be able to grow, and they need growth factors. There's dangers all around us, aren't there? I think that as long as you do things in moderation, you listen to your body, I don't think that there's going to be a big danger. But I can't say that there's no danger at all of causing cancer.
Of course.
Yeah, I think that's always going to be there.
Okay. All right, next question. I've read on some of the internet forums people talking about IGF-1 DES almost exclusively as a lipolytic. They don't talk about muscle building effects. They say they get leaner when they're using it. Is it in fact effective as a lipolytic as well, or is that a byproduct of the muscle gains that they're seeing?
Well, I think that it's partly because it makes the effect of insulin more potent in the muscle, so you're not going to have so much fat absorption into your fat cells. That's just not going to happen the same way, because insulin becomes a far more effective hormone than it normally is when you're taking DES. Fat loss, though, I think, maybe the increased muscle mass, the fact that they're probably training harder, maybe slight placebo effect as well, added to the fact that, insulin's more effective when you're taking it.
I think that's
the truth.
Do you think that IGF-1 is a better choice? I mean, a long R3 is a better choice than DES if you are not able to inject during or post-workout, and you're not necessarily... Because it seems to me that DES, while it's this fantastic anabolic effect, it's a very, very short window of opportunity to benefit from it, and that maybe the slightly less anabolic but more versatile long R3 is a better choice.
I think that, personally, I prefer LR3 because it gives you so much more options as regards how it's used, when it's used, what to eat afterwards. It allows you to eat much, much larger amounts of calories from sugars like dextrose, which your body can rapidly assimilate, which of course helps with glycogen storage and everything in the muscle. So, personally, it's my choice to use IGF-1 and LR3, but I've used DES and I've enjoyed the results. I've seen, I think because of its effect on lipid and cholesterol metabolism, I like it.
You mean DES's effect on cholesterol or IGF-1 and LR3? Really? What are its effects on cholesterol?
Well, it lowers cholesterol because fats and it's the way that the liver works and everything is improved when you're taking any of the IGFs.
Oh.
Your liver's not producing as much cholesterol during the... Do you know, like, say, for example, you eat a meal that's really heavy in fat, your liver stops producing cholesterol, or as much of it, because you've already got plenty in the body. It's like when you take testosterone, your body stops producing testosterone. Or when you take IGF, you have a much better effect from the insulin, and it drives down the amount of cholesterol the liver produces, because there's far more, I'm trying to think of the right word here, the effects from what you are eating are far better utilized. There's much less wastage. Mm-hmm. So lipid and cholesterol levels are lowered in the blood, and it helps. That's one of the reasons why it helps the body shed fat, I think, but also it improves the cholesterol profile. Anybody who's used IGF does, I think, for 6 weeks, if they had blood results before and after, they'd find a marked improvement in their bad cholesterol levels.
Should IGF-1 long R3 or IGF-1 DES be used on non-training days or only exclusively on the days you train?
Well, there's been lots of discussion. I personally think it's a waste to use it on non-training days. IGF-1 LR3, I think, should be used on training days probably about, 20 minutes to 7 hours after you've trained, and then you can use mechanical growth factor the next day,
right,
the pegylated version.
Right.
So you get, the effects of the training session all over again the following day.
Right.
And you can cycle like that, MGF pegylated one day, IGF-1 LR3 the day after, and keep that cycle going using the IGF on training days.
And we actually did a show specifically talking about how to do that, and that was a great show. I got a lot of positive feedback about that show.
It's a very effective cycle,
Yeah. Now, there's some confusion out there. I actually get emails from people once in a while saying they'd like to use peptides, but they're afraid to because of the intravenous injection. And, you don't inject these peptides intravenously. In fact, you inject them the same way you would insulin. And insulin is known as a subcutaneous injection, which means that you buy a very, very small insulin syringe, generally anywhere from 29 to 32 gauge, which is the size of an eyelash. And a lot of times they're very, very short, quarter inch to maybe 5/16 length in the needle. And you're just getting beneath the skin is all you're doing with it. And that's it. However, with that being said, when trying to inject site specific. So let's say you train biceps and you want to use DES on your biceps because that's a lagging body part. How deep in the muscle do you have to go? Or is it just through the skin and touch the muscle?
You have to go deep into the muscle. If you have a leakage, especially if you're using acetic acid as part of your reconstitution, you're going to get tremendous burning and swelling just underneath the skin. But it needs to be deep in the muscle, and that's where IGF can really get to work then.
What about if you're not using acetic acid, if you're using a slightly less volatile compound like sodium chloride solution, which has a slightly more favorable than bacteriostatic water pH level, but not nearly as effective as acetic acid? What if you're using sodium chloride solution? Is the same true?
You can't use sodium chloride.
You cannot?
No, it's just going to, you'll lose all the IGF. It'll become bad if you use sodium hydrochloride.
Really?
Sodium chloride, sorry.
Okay,
it's got to be an alcoholic solution because it's going to be stored in the fridge, in the freezer, sorry. If you keep it in the fridge, you're going to lose the effect very, very quickly. IGF can't be kept in the fridge for any period of time. It needs to be in the freezer. If it's in an alcohol solution, it's not going to freeze.
So acetic acid. Okay, so you're saying citric acid or acetic acid?
Acetic acid.
Okay.
It can be kept in the fridge.
Okay, so if you're keeping it in the fridge with acetic acid, once it's reconstituted, how long should it last in the fridge with acetic acid?
7 days.
Okay. If you're using sodium chloride solution, how long would it last in the fridge?
It's going to be between a couple of hours and about 5 hours.
Really?
Yeah. It'll break down very quickly.
Is that just DES or is that all IGF-1s?
all IGFs.
Wow, this is confusing because 2 years ago we did a show with a fellow from a peptide manufacturer who said that if you use bacteriostatic water, it's a couple days. If you use sodium chloride solution, it's a week. And if you use acetic acid, it's 2 to 3 weeks. So I guess, okay.
Well, the thing is, there's been a lot of advancement since maybe 2 or 3 years ago. And I understand peptides, especially IGFs, is much greater. Now, if you've got ipamorelin, things like that, they're fine. Sodium chloride. You don't need acetic acid.
What about growth hormone? What about something robust like growth hormone? Can you use sodium chloride solution for that?
You can use sodium chloride solution or bacteriostatic water for growth hormone, and that'll last about 7 days in the fridge.
Okay.
But IGF is totally different. Again, it's far, far more fragile. That's why when you reconstitute, you have to be careful to trickle down the side of the vial so as not to disturb the IGF or damage it.
Right.
And the other thing is the best way to store it, to make it last the longest, is with an alcohol solution like benzyl alcohol. It needs to be kept in the freezer then, and that can last for months. And that's the best way. You can't freeze because of the alcohol.
Right.
And then that's the best way to keep it. It lasts for months. It doesn't hurt when you inject. The bacteriostatic water, again, you know, it's in the fridge. You're going to lose its potency within a day. Sodium chloride, yeah, it's possible if you've reconstituted well and it's kept in the fridge in the dark that, yeah, it might last longer than a day or two, but I don't see why you'd want to take the chance on something you've spent, you know, probably quite a bit of money on.
Right. All right, look, we have to take a commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about the growth hormone fat fragments that are out there that are supposed to have lipolytic effects. We're talking with Professor Philip Filimonov, and next we'll be talking about growth hormone fragments. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at NeedToBuildMuscle.com.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart-healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it, and you'll be a believer too.
6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're not going to hold back.
Galvanize.
We're talking with Professor Philip Filimonov. Next, we're going to be talking about the elusive information around growth hormone fragments out there that are supposed to help you shed body fat. Professor Filimonov, there are two different growth hormone fragments available, and they vary by one amino acid. Is that correct?
Yeah, there's one. Do you mean 176? Sorry, let me just get this right now. 176 and 177.
That's correct.
Yeah?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah. What? I don't understand what this is all about. What exactly is a HGH fragment?
Well, it's a 177 amino acid chain, 176 amino acid chain, made from human growth hormone. It's modified at the C terminal, basically. So all it really is, if you break it down, is you've got the fat burning effects of growth hormone in a fragment.
So they isolate it by cutting the 191 amino acid chain down to 177 to 176. Is there any evidence?
Yeah.
Is there any evidence that one is better than the other, or what? Why would I want the 177 versus the 176, or vice versa?
Well, you'd want the 176 over the 177 if you had the choice, because it's slightly more potent, just because of the way it stimulates lipolysis and inhibits lipogenesis in testing in animals and humans. It's been proven to do that. It doesn't affect appetite. It doesn't have adverse effects on blood sugar or growth, which is seen with HGH. But 177 isn't as good at regulating fat metabolism as 176. So that's why 176 is better.
Okay, so let's focus on 176 then for a second. How is it supposed to be used? Is this a site-specific type of an injection? If you want to lose the fat on your butt, you inject it in your butt, or is it systemically effective?
Right, well, there's people argue about that, but I think that anybody who's ever used HGH can swear that wherever they've injected, there's less fat afterwards.
Right.
This is because of the lipolytic effects of the actual growth hormone. Well, if you use fragment, you need to inject site-specific, and you get better results there, but the fat's going to drop off you all over. But I know a lot of people reckon it's more powerful than HGH for dropping fat site-specifically. Personally, I'm a bit on the fence about it.
Okay. All right, so with that being said, what is the dosing and what is the frequency, assuming you have legitimate 176 HGH fragment?
Right. If you've got the real fragment, you want to be doing 200 micrograms. The best time probably is going to be, like, I think, pre-workout probably. It's the thing, when you take growth hormone, a lot of people have their choice, don't they, about when they like to take it.
Right.
Some people take it after training, but I think that interferes with your own GH release. You could pulse it three times a day, first thing in the morning, pre-workout, and then later in the evening. The best time, actually, is 20 minutes after you've trained for any of them.
Really?
Whether it's fragment or HGH. Well, you get the extra surge in GH then. You've had one after your training session. You get another one then 20 minutes later. That doesn't interfere with the other hormones as they start to fade off.
So 20 minutes after you've trained, it's probably the best to use growth hormone or fragment.
Fragment, yeah.
Okay. And so is it just a once-a-day thing? I've heard people say that it's only effective if you're injecting it multiple times because it has a very, very short effective half-life.
Well, it's the same as growth hormone, the half-life. Yeah, it is short. You know, it's probably in the system and actually working for about 10 minutes. Some people take it pre-workout and then sometimes a little bit miserable about the effects that they have. I think that if they had a proper dosing schedule using it, like I just said, post-workout or three times a day, you get far, far better results. Like 200 IU, that's the best dose there is.
You mean 200 micrograms, right?
Yeah.
So if you use 200 micrograms three times a day, you could take one in the morning, one before bed, and one post-workout 20 minutes after your workout?
Yeah, that's what I do.
Okay.
And just make sure, the same with growth hormone, it needs to be treated exactly the same. No carbohydrates and no fats ingested 30 minutes each side of the injection.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's going to interfere with the uptake.
Now, you seem to be a skeptic about the Fragment. Is that correct?
Yeah, because I've tried numerous dosing schedules, and I've tried it with clients, I've tried it with friends, and very, very limited results. Some people swear by it. Maybe it works better for people who are holding a lot of weight. I think that people who are already fairly cut, who train regularly, I don't think it's that great.
Women seem to respond differently to growth hormone than men do because of the mosaic of the female growth hormone receptor. And estrogen's ability to actually take up one of those receptors and block the lipolytic effects of growth hormone. Is the same going to be true with the growth hormone Fragment?
Well, the thing with a female, when she produces her own growth hormone, as you know, a woman's hormone is like impulses all through the day.
Yeah, one every one and a half hours. Every one and a half hours, right.
That's right, yeah, exactly. And then a man's is what?
Every three hours. Well, actually, there's a pulse every 3 hours, but there's only three significant pulses throughout the day for a man.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah, they're the only ones that sort of you try and get your workout around the midday one, and maybe you have to be careful of not interfering with your morning and evening ones. But with a woman, I think that if she injects the synthetic Fragment, I think that if she to have the best results, and I've spoken to a couple of professional female bodybuilders about this and how they use it. I know that some actually will inject five or six times a day to get results from it, because they find that if they inject less than that, they don't really see anything. So this possibly could be to do with the estrogen receptor. But I think also there's better fat burners around than HGH Fragment.
Ah, okay.
That's the only benefit of Fragment over HGH, is the fat burning. You don't get anything else. It's just the fat-burning effects.
Right. And if it's not effective for you, then it's a waste of money.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
You're not going to get, like, increased tendon strength or increased muscle. Some people have said that while they've taken it, they've seen increased muscle size. The only muscle size you're going to get a Fragment is from prolactin levels rising and getting some water retention. That's
really?
The only size.
It raises prolactin.
The same as HGH, only not significantly.
Okay. All right. So now I want to. So we've covered the Fragment. Now I want to go back to something for a second, because this is really important. What you use as your diluent to reconstitute these peptides seems to be very critical. So in summary, is it just IGF-1 and the forms of IGF-1 that are so delicate, or is mechanogrowth pegylated MGF the same that we should not be using?
No, it's only the IGFs.
Okay.
They're the only ones that real care need to be taken with. I always take care with HGH as well, but the IGFs are the ones you really need to be careful with. And I can tell you that the best results you can have from IGF are when you use benzyl alcohol as part of the reconstituting.
And freeze it and keep it frozen. So you're basically keeping it frozen in a liquid form, is basically what you're doing.
Exactly, yeah. I know somebody actually contacted me the other day and said they did what I said, and it froze. Well, they didn't put enough alcohol in. That's the important thing. It's about 50-50%.
Yeah.
Depends on alcohol and water, bacteriostatic water.
Yeah, okay. One last thing I want to mention, and then when we come back, we're going to change the subject a little bit even more so. I had you on the show probably a year or so ago, maybe. We did one of our early peptide shows, and where you said something to me. I told you that I was using CJC 1295 several years ago, and I said I was injecting 2 milligrams twice a week, and you said to me, wow, 2 milligrams, the head rush must be amazing. And I said to you, no, I didn't have any head rush. I didn't know what you were talking about. Well, as it turns out, I guess I was using bunk CJC 1295 because I recently got some CJC 1295 from Southern Research Companies. And I injected 1 milligram. I thought I injected melanotan. I became woozy. My face became flush. My head started pounding. And I actually started asking people questions. They said, no, that's how it should be. And then I thought, oh, my God. Professor Filimonov said to me, wow, 2 milligrams. Don't you have to lay down on the couch after you do that? And I said, no. So I was obviously using bunk CJC 1295 back then.
That's the sad thing. There's so much bunk peptides around. To find a really good resource company, like the one you just mentioned, you know, that's really important because you're just wasting money otherwise. And, yeah, CJC, if you're using the real DAC version, then you're going to get major, major head rush, even at low doses. When you told me 2 milligram, I was like, that blew my head off, I think.
I took 1 milligram, and I had to sit down. My head became my face became flush. My head became, almost felt like it was swelling.
The veins just burst out of your skull when you take that amount.
What is that from? Is that from a super fast rise in growth hormone?
What happens is the growth hormone's released. There's a restriction on the actual blood vessels, so the blood pressure builds because it can't escape. And that's what causes it, and that mainly happens in the head. But you'll notice a red appearance.
Yeah, from my neck, from my chest got red. I actually thought, oh my God, this must be melanotan by accident. I thought, and clearly it wasn't, because then it all went away. I didn't end up with a tan. I didn't feel nauseous like I do from melanotan. It just went away. Now, with each subsequent injection, I don't notice it as dramatically. Is that normal?
No. Yeah, because your body's able to adjust. Now that's another reason why, with DAC, as you know, it's the more feminine CJC.
Right.
Because it works at like a sort of a constant rate, much like females.
Well, it raises the trough. It raises the baseline of your growth hormone all day long.
That's it, exactly. Right. So it's a more feminine release. That's why it shouldn't be used continuously, partly because of the feminine effect it can have on the cause adverse effects on the masculine liver as regards not allowing pituitary to function the way it used to.
So how should how should men use CJC 1295 if they are going to use it for periods of time and then stop, or?
Yeah, 12 weeks. That's what I always say to people, 12 weeks max. And then have a good rest period. Allow everything to get back to normal. Maybe use a GHRP just to sort of keep helping your growth hormone to tick over and get back to its normal function, like a Pamarelin or something. The other thing with CJC, I think we mentioned before, is to make sure you use an acetylcholinesterase inhibitor, because acetylcholine inhibits somatostatin. So if you can inhibit that, it increases the amount of GH release when you use CJC. You get an even bigger pulse with the stuff.
Right. We actually talked about that.
Your Semirelin.
Yeah, we actually talked about that on the previous show. All right, let's do this. Yeah. We have to take our last commercial break. When we come back, we want to talk about how Professor Filimonov can help you if you are in the supplement business. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPen technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF
IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan 2, mechanical growth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MaHLer.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. Orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Either you're with those who love freedom.
Welcome back.
Are you with those who hate innocent
to
life?
Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Professor Philip Filimonov from the UK. Great show. A lot of ground covered here. About IGF-1 long R3 and IGF-1 DES. I learn something every time he comes on the show. Professor Philip Filimonov is available. If you have a supplement company or you want to start a supplement company, everything starts with a proper formulation of a supplement that is not the run-of-the-mill supplement. And that's what Professor Filimonov specializes in. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, like basically trying to push the boundaries and pioneer new ideas and that. Looking for new supplements all the time, basically those kind of things. Yeah.
What about the there's a lot being done now with mucosal delivery of peptides. You know, we see a lot going on inside the pharmaceutical industry with the delivery of insulin, which while the product failed miserably because of the size of the canister you had to carry around. They did have an insulin inhaler not too long ago, but again, it was just too big. People rather just carry a small syringe around and inject the insulin. What about any breakthroughs in delivering some of these peptides orally?
Well, the problem is, as you say, a lot of the oral ones, like for my Pamarelin, there's been a couple of oral secretagogues that increase GH that are around that sort of are quite effective, but generally if it's an active peptide like IGF or something, it's going to be nearly impossible to produce a really active way of delivering through a spray, definitely not sublingual. There is one other method though, and that's with a patch, and these patches are like, if you can imagine a pin cushion with about a million tiny, tiny needles, and that's able to deliver the IGF or the insulin straight into the body. You just put the patch on, and it's a slow release through the day.
You know, it's funny you should say that. I have a sponsor called Age Force, and they specialize in patch delivery products. And they actually have a patch with 25 milligrams of somatropin in it. And, you know, there's, there's totally different laws that govern patch deliveries of things. So they're able to get by with doing this. But, it's amazing how the people who use it will email me and say, after like 4 or 5 weeks of using it, they notice that they've gotten a lot leaner. They're sleeping a lot better. And then there's naysayers out there who say, no, it's impossible to deliver anything with a patch. And what I try to remind people is, look, a syringe breaks through the skin. Mm. A patch does too, just differently. It does it by disrupting the stratum corneum and allowing things to seep into the skin, like almost in a fashion of leaking into the skin.
It's almost like intravenous.
Yeah.
In a way, it's about as close as you can get to it with these new patches.
Yeah.
I know I did a lot of research trying to find a really effective delivery method for some of the things like some of the other peptides like IGF and that, but it's so difficult. But I think the patches are the future.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
They really do.
Now, with that being said, you actually have developed a very successful product that sells here in the United States and abroad for one of our sponsors, which is Need to Build Muscle, Nathan Chase's company. And
you're a good friend.
Yeah, you're the brains behind Need to Slin, which is an insulin mimetic, isn't it?
That's right, yeah. It's actually, I know maybe I'm a little bit biased because I designed it, but I like to think of it as being far more than that itself, because apart from increasing lean body mass, lowering body fat, metabolism, boosting thyroid, increased testosterone, etc., it's the fact that it works through cyclic adenosine monophosphate. It allows for insulin to be directed, like as if there's a messenger there, directing it only to the muscle cells. So everything you eat just goes into the muscle, and the fat cells, well, they're allowed to leak fat into the bloodstream, and then, of course, it's rejected by the body, as apart from having a glucose dispersing effect as well. It allows, basically, you know, glucogen is the most powerful fat-burning hormone the body produces. It's allowed to be released constantly when you take the tablets all through the day. But there's so many other things I could talk about all day. I know I'm going to sound biased. I do think it's an amazing product.
You know what? It's one of his top sellers. I know that. And it's the top seller because everybody who uses it claims that. I tried it for a while when I was in Phoenix, and I definitely noticed some changes in my ability to, first of all, I'm one of those people, because I'm getting older, I'm 53 years old now. I have some trouble managing glucose. You know, my body is starting to, maybe not function as properly as it should. And I remember I want to say it was either 3 or 4 caps I was taking with right before a meal. And I would notice that I would not get, normally after a really big meal, I start to sweat around the neck. The thermogenic effect of feeding for me, I start to sweat. And I always thought it was possibly a boomerang effect, like hypoglycemia. And I noticed when I was using the Need to Slin product, I was not sweating immediately after a meal. And I had to believe that it was because I was managing my blood sugar better.
Yeah, much better utilization as well of nutrients and less toxins being produced. That's quite a common cause, is eating food. Toxins can cause a lot of sweating around the neck area.
Really?
And that shows that the stomach isn't digesting properly, yeah.
See, and that's funny because I just started, Dr. Peter Rouse, I've had digestive issues ever since I took antibiotics for a tooth problem back in 2009. I just went on a very aggressive regimen of probiotics. I take 400 billion active cultures a day in 2 bolus doses, 200 billion in the morning and 200 billion right before bed, plus a variety of other things, including glutamine before bed, because at night,
help with your digestive
I my stomach has changed just in a week. It's amazing. I'm not belching all the time. I used to belch on an empty stomach.
Oh, yeah, well, you know something's wrong then.
Yeah.
Did you ever get reflux as well? Or
no, I don't get reflux, but lots of, you know, gassiness, belching on an empty stomach, belching after certain foods. I can feel food not digesting. But just in the first week alone, it's changing. It's amazing.
It takes the joy out of eating then as well, doesn't it?
Well, and especially when you have to eat, when you train as hard as, you know, I mean, I train hard for a guy my age, and then I can't reap the benefits if I can't devour the food I have to devour all day long.
If we'll have to try and get you another product, if we get one over to you, and I did a dosing protocol, would you be interested in taking it again?
Of course.
And maybe you can sort of relay your results.
Absolutely.
But I don't want you to be biased. I want you to say exactly as it is.
No, I definitely will. I absolutely will.
Oh, perfect. Okay, yeah, we'll get one over to you again. I'd be interested to see how you find it helps, especially with your digestive issues. Perhaps they're being solved now.
Okay. Now, if listeners out there want to break into the supplement business, or there's listeners out there who have supplement companies already and they want to get in touch with you to have you help participate in the formulation of a product, how do they reach you?
Well, there's a couple of ways. Either through the Need to Build Muscle forums, and they can contact Nathan Chase, who's a really close friend of mine, or contact me directly, Russian Star, send me a message, or by email. You can contact me, and that's levi.filimonov@gmail.com.
You broke up right there. Levi.filimonov, and Filimonov is spelled F-I-L-I-M-O-N, right? Spell
okay,
it.
Yeah, shall I say it to you?
Yeah.
It's levi.filimonov, so it's F-I-L-I-M-A-N-O-V.
Manov, okay.
Filimonov.
Okay.
@gmail.com.
Excellent. So people can reach out to you there. Always a pleasure to have you on the show, especially when we talk about peptides. You're the go-to guy for peptide questions. And obviously, if people listening to the show, if this has sparked any additional questions, you can go to the Need to Build Muscle forum and find Professor Filimonov there under the name Russian Star, correct?
That's right, yeah. And anything you want to talk about, I'd be more than willing to try and help you. And I wanted to say as well, Carl, lovely to be on your show again. Really great to talk to you.
Yeah, it's always a
privilege for me to be on here. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Professor Filimonov. So we'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Yeah, I'd love that. Thank you. All the best now.
Okay, same to you.
Take care, my friend.
Hi, so there you have it. Also, don't forget about Keith Johnson. Go to his website, keithjohnson.tv. Check out his book. Of course, confidence is critical in life to have success in any area of life, whether it's performance, business, or life in general. And we'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Superhuman Radio.